And a good Thursday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's our first Thursday of March, and as we do each month, we get updates from the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. We'll also hear from General Perry Wiggins a little bit later on in the program, our two regular guests here on the first Thursday of the month. Starting here with our NBAF guests, we will talk today with NBAF Deputy Director, Dr. Ken Burton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. The weather's been nice, and doing fantastic. Katie Pulaski is the NBAF Communications Director. She joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks, as always, for having us.
Absolutely. And they've brought with them today Dr. Jeff Silverstein, Deputy Administrator for USDA's Office of National Programs, Animal Production and Protection. Dr. Silverstein, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Really glad to be with you today. Thanks.
All right. And Dr. Silverstein, where are you calling us from here today? Are you in D.C.?
I'm in Beltsville, Maryland, just on the outskirts of D.C. area, close to the metro.
Okay. Well, welcome. I understand you've been to Manhattan before, correct?
I have. I was there several times before the COVID pandemic started, and I can't wait to get back.
We'll certainly look forward to learning more about you here today. We're going to start with Dr. Silverstein here in the first segment. We'll take phone calls in the second segment if you got any phone calls here this morning at 537-1350. But we ask that you please hold off at least till the second segment. Dr. Silverstein, tell us a little bit about yourself. How is your position connected to NBAF, and how long have you been working on the project?
Brandon, thanks. I wanted to say, I started in research as a kind of a marine biologist, and as I got more interested in food, I started looking at aquaculture and fish production. I started working with ARF as a scientist in Stoneville, Mississippi, working in the catfish genetics unit, and it was really there when I started working with catfish and food production. Catfish is a real crop, grown in ponds on farms along with the livestock and soybeans and cotton and corn. And that's really when I kind of realized that as much as I like being a research scientist, having a mission to protect the food supply is a real part of ARS science, USDA science mentality. So that's kind of when I started focusing on food and food security. And in my research, I was working on breeding, as a geneticist, I was working on breeding for disease resistance in catfish and then in rainbow trout. It's only about 7 years ago that I became an administrator involved with our entire animal research portfolio. And really, as I started looking across all of our animal research, become increasingly concerned around some of the major themes of our time. I think, the changing climate, increased movement of people into areas occupied by, wild animals, not so much in the U.S., but around the world. And then the rapid transportation, things like disease, able to move around so much more rapidly, the ability to anticipate and prepare for emerging disease, became much more obvious to me. And that's, really my connection to NBAF. I think, we recognize the need to develop a capability to anticipate and respond. And that's at the heart of NBAF. So although I've been hearing about the NBAF project for probably 14 years, I've only been working on it directly myself for about 6 years. And my job is really prioritizing the USDA research programs around NBAF's capabilities and also envisioning some of the potential partnership opportunities at NBAF. And, Brandon, I'd just like to say that, I feel it's really a privilege to work as a guide for the research programs and the staff and scientists who are really mission-driven. Everyone I've interacted with, from the communications team to the document training programs, the animal caretakers, the scientists, and the facilities workers are really really dedicated to the mission. And I know that they're going to be great neighbors for the people of Manhattan.
All right. Well, we know that NBAF is not quite fully operational yet, but are there any examples of how USDA's research at NBAF at the predecessor on Plum Island has already helped to protect livestock?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The primary research unit at Plum Island is the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit, or FADRU. So, you know, their focus and the MBAF focus will really be on preparing for foreign animal diseases, or diseases that don't yet exist in the U.S., and they're trying to prevent them from coming here. But they've done some really important work on understanding the routes of infection, how animals get infected, and then how those diseases are transmitted, and some of the mechanics of the spread and how to interrupt the spread of disease. So these are the kind of results that they use to develop intervention strategies, such as diagnostic tools and vaccines to track and prevent disease. So this unit, FADRU, has a number of key accomplishments in fighting foreign animal diseases. In fact, last year, they won two national awards for research and technology transfer, one for vaccine development for foot and mouth disease, and one for work on African swine fever vaccine development. And African swine fever is a big topic these days. African swine fever emerged in the Dominican Republic and Haiti on Hispaniola just this past summer. And it hasn't been in the Western Hemisphere for 40 years. So while this disease does not affect people, and it has not been found in the United States, it's caused real devastation in pig populations all around Eastern Europe and more recently in Asia, and just recently been found in the Western Hemisphere. So USDA researchers are working on a very exciting vaccine candidate with a company in Vietnam where the disease is endemic. So it's important that we work in countries where the disease is endemic. It really speeds the ability to test and do field testing. So they're doing that field testing of the vaccine in Vietnam. And some really key results are that they've shown that the vaccine is effective against currently circulating strains of African swine fever virus, and that the vaccine will protect a variety of pig breeds, including Asian breeds and breeds that are more commonly grown in the in Europe and in the United States.
Go
ahead. Sorry, Grant.
I was just going to follow up on that. When it becomes endemic, how much more difficult does it get to be able to somehow eradicate it with vaccines? Does it become tougher when it becomes endemic?
It really does. When the disease is endemic, if it starts to spread, it gets into reservoir animals. It becomes very difficult to eradicate. So having a diagnostic program that you can test and vaccinate and depopulate where necessary is really key. And once the disease is established, we really start talking about control rather than eradication. So early vigorous response in order to eradicate is really a key principle.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Silverstein here. I believe we've talked about the biologics development module on the show before, but please explain these other research units and their focuses.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks for asking that. In addition to the FADRU unit, the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit that I mentioned, and the biologics development module that I know you've talked about before, we'll have a couple of entirely new research units at NBAF. One is the Foreign Arthropod-Borne Animal Disease Research Unit, which we abbreviate to FABIDRU. So like the SADRU unit, this will be focused on foreign diseases, but especially diseases that are transmitted by insects. So we'll focus on Rift Valley fever and Japanese encephalitis virus, and these are both transmitted by mosquitoes. The other new research unit is the Zoonotic and Emerging Disease Research Unit, or ZEDRU. I think this audience probably knows well, but zoonotic diseases are diseases that can be passed from animals to humans. So ZEDRU is a brand new unit to USDA, and will work with the highest level of containment. This is the biosafety level 4, a level of containment, and that's for diseases that are zoonotic and can cause serious disease in humans, and for which there are limited treatments, limited vaccine options available. So these BSL-4 laboratory capabilities will be a first for housing large livestock in the United States, and we'll be able to work on viruses in livestock species that we can't do anywhere else in the United States. The initial viruses that we'll focus on are Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. This is a tick-borne zoonotic disease, mostly affecting ruminants, cattle, sheep, and goats. And it can also cause disease in humans. And then the Nipah virus, which can cause encephalitis and respiratory illness in pigs and also in people. So these are the first diseases that we'll focus on. Having them in close association with the biologics development module and working with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service right there at MBAF to create diagnostics and disease countering products, vaccines and other measures will really be a huge new advantage that we'll have at MBAF.
Can you expand on the potential partnership opportunities that are possible through NBAF?
Yes. We have a program that we call ASPIRE, or Agro-Security Partnerships for Innovative Research. So this is our idea to include universities, other federal agencies, industry, and others in NBAF, and really stimulate the entire bio and agro defense sector to leverage NBAF's resources and also the proximity to the animal health corridor and some of the great universities nearby, such as Kansas State University. I think we expect that NBAF will attract collaborators from all across the United States and really help us to accelerate development and production of countermeasures to fight animal diseases and prevent them, fight them overseas so that they don't come to the United States. We've really got some exciting projects going on with partners that are bringing some of the best and brightest in the country to the mission of protecting agriculture and public health.
All right. Some interesting perspectives here from Dr. Silverstein. We're going to take our first break here on the program. We'll come back more with NBAF officials in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.